Blog Talk Radio.
And it's like sweet, sweet honey on my lips. It's like the sound of a symphony to my ears. It's like holy water on my skin. Oh, yeah. On my skin. Dead man walking, slave to sin. I want to know how to be born again. I need you. Oh, God, I need you. So take me to the riverside. Take me under, baptize. I need you. Oh, God, I need you. Your forgiveness. It's like sweet, sweet honey on my lips. It's like the sound of a symphony to my ears. It's like holy water on my skin. On my skin. Yeah. Oh, I don't want to abuse your grace. God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. I don't want to abuse your grace. God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. Ooh, yeah. I need your grace to change. I need your love. Oh, God, help me to change. Help me to change. Ooh, help me to change.
Help me to change, oh God. Help me to change. How many of you want and ask God to help you to change? That was Lushan Faulkner of Douglasville, Georgia, singing, help me to change. Help me to change, oh God. I spoke with Lushan Faulkner on yesterday, and Lushan mentioned that I knew she was wanting to have this great ensemble, and I informed her that it's not about Motown or a great ensemble. It's about ministry. And so this is what we are here for today on Jabez Radio 1. And good afternoon and welcome to Jabez Radio 1. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett. I'm joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. And Jabez Radio 1 is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty, mighty good God we serve. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much, Lushan, for that beautiful chorus of help me to change. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall and we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad. For there's none like Jesus Christ. There's no, not one. This is an awesome day. I'm just so excited and ecstatic to have with me today a very special guest all the way from Cleveland, Ohio. Her name is Sheila Burt. I met Sheila 40 years ago at Regina High School, a Catholic private high school in South Euclid, Ohio. And Sheila and I have befriended one another, and we were attending a high school bonfire event. And Sheila and I decided that we would leave the event from the school and we would go into the street. we would go and smoke a cigarette and get away from this Catholic private school setting and do our own thing. So we left, and we left the bonfire. We went and did our own thing. But little did we know, here was, if you could see the actual picture of that time in that given moment, like the picture of the flying nun. There was a nun from this Catholic high school that ran up the street to catch us, and her habit was just in the air, and it was just, Sheila and I can look back now, and we kind of laugh at that, but that was a time when the devil was trying to steal our joy. He was trying to take from us what God had already instilled in us that would bring us to this day. And I'm so glad that she's here. She is live with me here on Jabez Radio 1, and I just couldn't be more happy. I'm like a kid in a candy store. But I did want to thank and praise God for my mom. I know she is currently having a meeting, but I do see in her absence, I do see my Aunt Jean is tuning in all the way from Cleveland, Ohio. So we want to thank you, Aunt Jean, for tuning in, and all of you in the social media land and Jabez Radio land, because we have an awesome, dynamic deliverance ministry for you today, because God came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. It is not his will that we should sin. Jesus came to save that and save that which is lost, was lost. And now we are found. And I thank and praise God that as a young teenager, I was sinning with Sheila, but now I can say that we are serving the true and living faith of Jesus Christ together. Sheila Burt is a 55-year-old African-American female who struggled with addiction for over 20 years. In April of 2010, Sheila was delivered from addiction. And Sheila is now a substance abuse counselor and has also developed a nonprofit organization, Butterflies Landing. And the goal of this organization is to support, empower, and mentor women who also struggle with addiction. And it is my pleasure to welcome her to Jabez Radio 1.
Good afternoon, Maria. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. I did not know that you were going to introduce me by recanting the story of Regina High School. I am so grateful that I was muted, because I was over here laughing almost until my stomach hurt. And I said, oh, my goodness, am I going to be able to say anything to the people? But I'm glad that you gave that icebreaker. Yeah, that's a memory that we will forever have. And we were just, for me, I'm gonna speak for me. What I know now and didn't know then, I was on the outskirts of darkness at that time. You know, my family, my parents made a huge financial sacrifice to send me to Regina School for Girls because they wanted the absolute best for me. And in my rebellion, I just threw the opportunity away. But God is good, and he has delivered me in spite of my poor choices. Thank you, Maria, for having me. I am so honored and nervous. I don't even know how I got here. While you were speaking, I was just thinking about the lifestyle that I lived, a lifestyle full of drugs, a lifestyle full of criminal activity, a lifestyle where I exemplified no morals and no values. Some would call it a very animalistic lifestyle. Much in contrast to the life that I live today, the life that I live today is filled with service work, and I am not perfect, but I know my mission, is to serve and support people that struggle with addiction. So thank you so much, Maria. I am just so grateful for your friendship and for your love and your support, and I appreciate you.
And, you know, I love you so much, and I'm just, when I heard your testimony, I thought, man, this is so, it was so anointed and so dynamic. And one thing that I love about you, Sheila, is that you keep it real. There's nothing that you won't address, that you won't deal with, and you won't patty cake it. And that's what I like about you. And I thank you for your transparency. And I thank you for your willingness to come on and tell this story, because I know that people are not just one person is going to get delivered. Several people are going to get delivered. They may not be dealing with a drug addiction, but they may have some type of addiction that they can't let go. It could be fornication. It could be adultery. It could be whatever. It could be just a lying. It could be cheating. So there is a lot of anointing right now flowing, and it's going to break some yokes today. But our scripture is coming out of Acts, the 26th chapter and the 18th verse. Acts, the 26th chapter and the 18th verse. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the true and living word. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us to come together and fellowship, Father God, and tell the story of how we've overcome. We thank you, Father God, for 40 years later, how you allowed us to come on this day, Father God, to tell those and expose those sins of darkness. Father God, that somebody that was in sin, is in sin, can come out of darkness into your marvelous light. So we thank you for the testimony that's coming forth and the people's hearts and souls and minds that will be freed and delivered in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Sheila, when I heard your testimony, the last time you and I, before we had spoken this most recent time, it was back when you were in dealing in drugs, and I would remember when your dad was still living. I would call the house, and he and I really never went in depth of what was going on at the time with you, but he would let me know Sheila's not here. And he said, and she won't be coming back for a while. And I thought, well, okay, if you would just let her know that I call. And he said, I will do, Maria. And it may be days later, it may be weeks later when you would come home and he would relay the message. But that was then, and this is now. So I wanted to share that with you because there was a missing boy, and there was that those sins of darkness that kept us from our fellowship, from our communion. And so that's what I want you to take us and start us off with, from that point to where we are now.
Well, as you know, and the rest of the family, listening family does not, I come from parent home. Both my parents were gainfully employed. I went without nothing. I'm the youngest of five, and we traveled every summer. My mom and I attended church regularly. My dad instilled morals and values, and I want to say my experimentation with drugs and alcohol was a means to fit in. And I can't really tell you when I crossed that invisible line from it being experimental to social and then into addiction. But addiction most certainly took over. I would say when I was about 23, that's when my addiction really took off. By that time, I'd had my son, Brent, my only child, And basically, I put my son on my parents to raise because I was caught in the grips of darkness and in the grips of my addiction. And my life literally transformed right in front of my eyes, Maria. I went from living in a beautiful home with my family to living in abandoned buildings. I went from a young lady, as I said, that had been raised in the church to walking the streets prostituting, doing whatever I could to get more drugs and to get more alcohol. I've been to jail multiple times as a direct result of my addiction, either for drug abuse, drug possession, or prostitution. I was unable to be employed full time, not because I couldn't get a job, but because I couldn't keep a job as a direct result, again, of my addiction. My relationship with my family and my son was, to say the least, dysfunctional, again, as a direct result of my addiction. I had become untrustworthy, unreliable, unkempt, just a walking, living, breathing, filthy rag. I had become a shell, both figuratively and literally, a shell of a woman. And I lived, breathed, and existed to get more drugs and to get more alcohol. And I would do whatever it took to get there. My mother passed away in 1997. And about maybe 2 weeks after my mom died, my dad sat me down. I'll never forget at the dining room table. And he said, Sheila, he said, all this drug activity and you leaving home and gone for days and weeks at a time, I need that to stop. I need you home, raising your son, you know, making sure he's off to school and all those things that a normal, responsible person would do. Now, that's what my father said, but what my drug-addicted ears heard was bring all that drug activity from the street into my parents' home. And that's exactly what I did. And at any given time, I would have people in my parents' home with drugs and guns and all sorts of things. And I was so deep into my addiction, I had now become willing to put my father and my son at risk. That's just how far down the scales I had gone. When my dad died in 2006, my eldest sister, who lives in New York, she asked me to leave the home. And her message to me was, I will not allow you to get our parents' home boarded up. You're not working. You won't go to school. You won't do anything but smoke crack. And you're going to have to go. And I left the home, and my life became even more chaotic. Finally, in 2010, as I sat in this shabby bedroom that I was renting from someone else who used drugs, we had gotten into an argument the night before. And I'll never forget, I sat in the middle of that bed, Maria, and I just cried and cried. And I said, God, if you give me a way out this time, I'll do right. And I picked up the Yellow Pages. It was an old Yellow Pages that the little small TV was sitting on top of. And I picked up the Yellow Pages, and I started looking for women's drug and alcohol treatment centers. And the first one my finger hit was Hitchcock Center for Women. 2 days later, I walked in Hitchcock Center for Women. That was April 27, 2010. And through God's grace, I have not looked back. God has afforded me an opportunity to go, hallelujah, amen. God afforded me an opportunity to go back and become a counselor and an intake manager at the same treatment center that I got clean in. After leaving there, I worked at, yes, look at him. Won't he do it? Who would have thought, you know, and after I left there, I went to another, you know, a couple more treatment centers and worked. And now I am working at a treatment center here in Cleveland, Ohio, and where I oversee the women's program. Mm-hmm. And that is my ministry, to support and mentor and assist women that struggle with addiction, because what I know about God is he's not a respecter of persons. And what he did for me, he'll definitely do for somebody else. Yes, he will.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he will. That's my testimony, Maria. It has been a struggle at times. You know, it has not always been roses and butterflies. Both my brothers have passed away since I got clean, but through God's grace, I was able to support them during their transition. I'm able to be a great grandmother to my grandson. I'm able to support my son and other family members when needed. And it's just God's blessings. I'm sitting here trying to hold back the tears because it was a struggle. It was a real life struggle. The enemy had such a hold on me, Maria. You wouldn't have, and you know, it's funny how our lives went in separate directions. But had you seen me during that time, you probably would have broke down and cried. God has brought me such a mighty long way. He has. And as I said before, I know that it's my calling to serve and support people just like me.
Hallelujah. And amen. And that's powerful. That's powerful. That is so powerful. And that's real. And that, it doesn't get any more transparent than that, because you had to deal, you knew what you were dealing with, but you also knew that you needed to get out of it. And that's the thing about us. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He said, there's none righteous, no, not one. And I heard you say something about a filthy rag. He said, you know, we're all like filthy rags to him. And but Jesus had a plan. He had a master plan for your life, for my life, and for us to be delivered from sin, what we were in, smoking weed, getting high together, thinking that, you know, fornicating out here, being promiscuous, thinking this is the, you know, this is it. But that was all the works of Satan. It was no light in there. It was all darkness. And that's what Acts 26 is talking about. We was in darkness, and now we're in the light. But we went from the power of Satan unto God. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he said that they may receive forgiveness of sins. Because, see, Jesus is faithful and just to cleanse us. Hallelujah. From all unrighteousness. Amen. And I just thank and praise God for how he cleansed you, how he cleansed me, and how he just set the captives free. You got to want to be delivered, listeners. You got to want to be saved. You got to want to change. And I think of how Jesus said who he foreknew, he predestined. Who he predestined, he called. Who he called, he justified. Who he justified, he glorified. And look at God on July 9th, 2022, 40 years later, look at what the Lord has done, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I mean, there's no, not one, like the true and living God. I looked around, can't find nobody. Nobody greater than him. It's all about the love of Jesus Christ and how he had already, see, he foreknew us, Sheila. He predestined us to greatness. He predestined butterflies landing. He predestined Jabez Radio 1 so that the captives may be free. Somebody, you can't, the Bible tells us in Revelation 12 that they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the testimony of the word of God. Hallelujah. So we have to testify. We have to tell the story of how we've overcome. We can't help anybody else if we don't testify, because what is the prefix of testimony is test, T-E-S. So we must pass the test, And then we can testify and tell of the goodness of Jesus. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. That's why in the beginning of this broadcast, I say angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty, mighty good God we serve. We thank God for your sister Marion. We thank her. She's in New York City. We thank God for her ministering and saying stop. She said stop. No more, devil. She let the devil know, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. It will not continue on anymore. So we just thank and praise God for her courage, her integrity for stepping in. And we never know, Sheila, who God is going to use to bless us. We never know.
Amen.
My sister Alicia that's gone on to glory, I remember when I had a nursing home ministry, the God was showing me a nursing home ministry to go into the nursing home in Cleveland, Ohio. And I did. And it ended up being named Fire on Ice. And I didn't know how to go about it. I just saw the revelation from God, and I told my sister Alicia, and she said, well, Maria, just go, and she says, call the nursing home and just let them know. I said, God's got something. He want me to go, and he want me to preach and at this nursing home. She said, just call the nursing home and ask the nursing home to allow you to just come and be a volunteer and just serve the people in the home. And that's what I did. And that ministry grew from the inner city to the urban area and to the suburbs. And I did that for years, and it was fire on ice. And people were blessed by that. And we never know who God is going to use to bless us. I was telling a gentleman that I know that there was a young man in college in the Xavier University in Cincinnati, Ohio, who he had halitosis breath, Sheila. Everybody knew it on the campus. Everybody knows halitosis with halitosis breath. It's the worst breath you can ever smell. And he went around on the campus. Every time he would see me, he said, you need to be baptized in Jesus' name. You need to be baptized in Jesus' name. You need to be baptized in Jesus' name. And I'm thinking, God, I might need to be baptized in Jesus' name. But God, your breath. But God used him. He used him, a man with halitosis, breath, to get me delivered. He kept reminding me of what I needed. He saw in me that I needed a Savior. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. He knew that I was lost and sinking deep in sin, far from the peace for sure. But he knew that, glory, hallelujah, the master, hallelujah, he heard my cry. And from the waters he lifted me. I attended a church in that downtown Cincinnati area in college, and there was a friend of mine's aunt who took me to this particular assembly, and I didn't know that this was the same church that this young man had attended. But I knew after the preaching, I needed to be saved. I needed to be delivered. I needed to be healed. And I told the church afterwards, after the service, that I wanted to be baptized in Jesus' name. And then I noticed this gentleman, his name was Steve. He came over, and I thought, wow, I didn't know that was his local assembly. That was his church that he attended.
Yes.
But
yes,
I said that to say we do not know who God is going to use. The Bible says, beware of strangers, for some have entertained angels unaware. And just like he used your sister to say, stop no more, he'll use you to deliver all these that are lost and sinking in sin that's in drugs. So you might be in Jabez Radio Land, you might be in drugs, you might be in alcoholism, you might be in fornication, you might be just in a mess, and you need a blessing from the Lord. I want you to know that there is a blessing in the storm. If you want to be delivered, you can be set free. You can be set free today. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest for your soul. It's not sweet to sin. It is sweet to know Jesus, the true and living God. He's a sweet and smelling savor. He's sweet, I know. Oh, I want you to taste and see that the Lord, he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. And so I want to thank you so much, Sheila, for joining us today and telling your testimony, because I know that this is going to bless many. And I want you to tell the listening audience how they can reach you, how they can contact you, what your website, your email address, and your telephone number is.
Yes, ma'am. I can be contacted at butterflieslanding19@gmail.com. I can also be reached at my website, www.butterflieslanding.org, and my personal cell number is area code 216-339-6648.
You heard it, everyone. That's butterflieslanding.org. And butterflieslanding19@gmail.com. Sheila's telephone number where she can be reached, 216-339-6648. If you need to talk to Sheila, you just need a mentor.
Yes.
You need someone to help you to overcome this struggle that you may be in. She's available. God sent her here to Jabez Radio 1 to be a blessing and to be a servant for you and anyone that may be in need. So we thank you again, Sheila, so much for joining us. And I thank you, Aunt Jean, for tuning in. Everyone in Jabez Radio listening audience, always know that Jesus Christ, he came to seek and save that which was lost. And he has saved us, and we are glad about it. To God be the glory, and allow God to help you to change. Allow him to let you be that change. You be the change.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Be that change.
Amen.
And expose.
Amen.
Expose those sins of darkness. Because Jesus came that we may have life, and that we may have it more abundantly. God bless you.
Amen.
It's like sweet, sweet honey on my lips. It's like the sound of a symphony to my ears. It's like holy water on my skin. Oh, yeah. On my skin. Dead man walking slave to sin. I wanna know how to be born again. I need you. Oh God, I need you. So take me to the riverside. Take me under, baptize. I need you. Oh God, I need you. Your forgiveness. It's like sweet, sweet honey on my lips. It's like the sound of a symphony to my ears. It's like holy water on my skin. On my skin. Yeah.